Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm Monash Mehta, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. The Cochrane Pregnancy and Childbirth Group has produced more than 600 reviews, and one of its first from 1995 looked at the effects of providing support during pregnancy for women at increased risk of having a low birth weight baby. The review underwent another update in April 2019, and we asked a new member of the research team, Christine East from Monash University and La Trobe University in Melbourne, Australia, to tell us about the importance of the review and its latest findings.
Some newborn babies are smaller than expected, and this can be for a number of reasons. Sometimes they are simply born early. Others may be born at full term, but may not have grown well enough in the womb. Whatever the reason, low birth weight babies face more challenges than babies born at a normal weight. One of the ideas for how to prevent babies being born small is to provide social support to women during their pregnancy. This might be in the form of emotional support, helping women get to appointments, or helping them understand when to let their midwife or doctor know about concerns they are having. Our review examines the evidence on these and other such strategies. We looked at the randomised trials that had tested the effects of programs offering additional social support to women who were at risk of having a low birth weight baby. Some trials involved support from healthcare professionals, while in others, laypersons provided the support. The main outcomes were babies born preterm, that is, 3 or more weeks earlier than the usual 40 weeks, or weighing less than 2,500 grams at birth. We included 25 reports which had data for more than 11,000 mothers and babies across 21 different studies. We found that when compared with routine care, programs that offered additional social support for these at-risk women may slightly reduce the number of babies born weighing under 2,500 grams. There was also evidence that social support might decrease the number of babies born preterm, although the potential effect was not large. We also found that additional social support might reduce the number of births by caesarean section and the number of hospital admissions during pregnancy. And the results were consistent whether their support came from healthcare professionals or specially trained laypersons. In summary, pregnant women need the support of caring family members, friends, and health professionals. Programs that offer additional social support during pregnancy are unlikely to have a large impact on babies being born small or before term. However, these support services may help in reducing the likelihood of caesarean birth and the need for the woman to have to stay in hospital at some point during the pregnancy.
If you'd like to learn more about these support strategies and their benefits, you can find the full review at cochranelibrary.com with a simple search for pregnancy support and small babies. That's also the place to look for any future updates of this review as it passes beyond its 25th year.